Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great, awesomely great Dan Fogelberg. I still miss him. What a great artist. What an amazing songwriter and performer. I saw him live one time in Baton Rouge, and it was awesome. It was just him, an acoustical evening with Dan Fogelberg, and we lost him much too young. And that song is called Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a double album, and I wore it out in tape. I wore it out in CDs. I've had it everywhere you can think of it. That's an amazing album. I promise you, I don't care how old you are, you'll love that album. I encourage you to find it, the Innocent Age album. Welcome back. It's just me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Just the two of us. I got one more thing I want to talk about. This week, two different people have come up to me, or in our conversation, have said we have to talk about the fires that keep happening in California. And both of the people said, yes, that global warming, we got to get a handle on this global warming, keeps causing these fires in California. Well, folks, that's not really what the case. It's easy to leap to that conclusion, but it's not accurate. You need to know more. Most people don't know the rest of the story. And the reason I do is because I talk to people out there. People who don't have an axe to grind, they're not deniers. They just are there. They live it, including some people who lost their homes. And what we know is that it's the reason there are fires in California right now. One of the main reasons they're so giant and so destructive is because of the policies of California, the political policies of California. A while back, I don't know when, the state, the legislature, mandated the utility department invest in green energy. I don't have a problem with green energy, but there was such a mandate that the company, either because they couldn't help it or because they just didn't, invested in green energy, which obviously has not replaced the old energy, and at the expense of, that the deferred maintenance expense of, their existing technology, which is what's transporting most of the power these days. So they got old, everybody, you can find this. They've got old switches and transformers and devices out there that are dangerous. We have there's a video of a limb being blown by a Santa Ana wind, a limb falling off and hitting one of those pieces of equipment and sparking one of the big fires that are out there. They know where the fire started. And the electric company, PG&E, they know that their stuff causes fires. That's the reason they shut down. You know what happened last week? I've got friends out there. Arkis Chancute, Sean Worthington. I can't even talk to my people in L.A. in the last few days because the fire ran them out of their home or the PG&E cut their power off. The reason PG&E cut the power off for Arki Chancute and Sean Worthington and all those people up there is because they didn't want the Santa Ana winds to blow limbs on their bad equipment and cause more fires. They know that's what's happening. And they have that old equipment because instead of investing in better equipment, they were made to invest in future equipment, green energy future equipment. And that's what caused the fire. And here's the rest of the story. They used to clean out the debris in the arroyos and the canyons in California. They used to clean those out and take them to a incinerator. This is what the people who live there have told me. Well, the greenies didn't like the incinerators because they obviously put pollution into the air, right? But which would you rather have? An incinerator, control burning stuff that's basically kindling next to your house, or let it go. Don't let the utility companies upgrade their equipment because of some unicorn dream for green energy 30 years from now and cause the fires that literally burned down towns and killed 100 people a year ago. What was it, a year ago, 2 years ago? The Paradise Fire. Remember that? The one that burned down Paradise. Those people, that town is wiped off the map. Others are too. And it's not because of climate change, my friends. California has been a dry state forever. And don't blame the Santa Ana winds on climate change. Do you know how long people have been calling those Santa Ana winds? Since Santa Ana. You know how long it's been since Santa Ana was alive? Like a long time, right? A couple of hundred years, I guess. I don't know. So let's look at the real problems with our problems. In California, the problem with their fires are mostly self-imposed by their legislature that don't understand when they do certain things, there are implications of that in on the other side of that decision. And that's why most of the fires are happening in California, not because of climate change. Is climate change contributing to it? I don't know. Let's say yes. I'll say yes. But it's not the main reason. And we need to tell the truth about these things. You know why? Because we can't fix them if we don't tell the truth. If we don't talk about what's really, where we're really stuck, if we can't talk about that, honestly, we can't fix a problem and we'll keep burning down. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.